Why, you ask? Because they went ahead and made a trade. It's not about what they gave, what they got in the trade. I don't even know what they got in the trade. But they traded up, traded 26-year-old Stephen Piscotty. He signed an extension worth $33.5 million last year. But the reason what the trade, why they made the trade, is because his mother lives in the Bay Area, and he wanted to be closer to her because she was diagnosed with ALS earlier this year. So that trade was the only reason I believe they made that trade is because they wanted to be, him to be closer to his mother as she has Lou Gehrig's disease. So the Cardinals, for doing what they could for one of their players, and like I said, I don't even know what they received back, but let's just say they went out there and made sure that a son could be closer to his mother, especially when she was diagnosed with ALS.
That is really cool, and good move on the Cardinals on that. And now your loser.
Yeah, my loser is going to be Vince McMahon. I don't know if you know who he is. He owns WWE.
Meek Mahan?
It could be WWF in the a long time ago. But the reason why is there's talks of him bringing back the XFL. Oh. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it was a football league which had some crazy rules. It was kind of like the NFL, but then they had some like wrestling kind of things into it. Like instead of the kickoff, the team that got the, had to run out there and grab the ball, that was the team that actually was the one that would start on offense. Or defense, depending on what way you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And until they had that go on for a few games, until someone actually was injured pretty badly from the collisions that were happening trying to get the ball at the 50-yard line. It was something that I thought was worth a while back then. And there's certainly guys that don't make the 53-man roster in the NFL. So I think it's not a good time to bring it back. But there's talks that more likely it'll be announced very soon. Tony O., who's your winner?
My winner's going to be the 2017 coaching carousel because I think I have never seen anything quite like it, and I suspect that we won't for quite a while because, I mean, look at the not only the number but just the names of the programs that got new coaches this year. All right, we're talking Florida, Tennessee, UCLA, Nebraska, Florida State, Oregon. If you want to, you could include Oklahoma because this was sort of towards like the off season when they got in. Anyway, I don't think we're going to see anything quite like this for a really long time. I mean, that's like, those are, you know, some of the biggest blue bloods right there, all in one season getting a new head coach. I think we're going to look back at this season as being a pretty big sort of change in the landscape of college football.
And your loser.
My loser this week is going to be Michigan State. This is sort of only tangentially really related to sports, but it's been a local story for, almost a year now. But the entire situation there with regards to Larry Nassar, and this week it comes out that the MSU president was offered a $150,000 raise, and she, to her credit, did not accept it. It really seems like there's some issues in the management across the board there. I'm personally amazed that this has not been a bigger story nationally up to this point, with regard to just the problems that it's caused for people in their lives. I think it's something that really needs to get fixed.
Totally agree.
All right, so I'm going to send it to you, Miss. Give me your winner.
My winner this week, you know, I'll be honest with you. I really didn't have one for a while. I'm going to go ahead and say that it's got to be women's. I'm going to say women's basketball. I mean, they're 10. Hold on. Oh, I can't remember the record. They only got two losses on the year, and they're against a couple of big programs, Notre Dame and Louisville. They're getting themselves ready to get into Big Ten play. They're playing their hearts out. They're playing their butts off, and I don't, like you said, I didn't really have much of a winner, but I think with a 10-2 record right now, you know, breaking the top 25, I'm going to say Michigan women's basketball is my winner.
And your loser.
I want to say it's my loser this week is going to be the Centennial 100 game up in Canada between the Ottawa Senators and Montreal Canadiens. It was frigidly cold up there, and the ice, even though You're playing outdoors and it's frigidly cold. The ice was getting scraped up and snowed over quicker than anyone would predict it. Typically, when you're outdoors, you still have yourself a great cooling system to be able to make sure that there's no issues whatsoever. But hey, that's why I'm not an ice maintenance guy. And with that, that concludes our show. Tony O, Jay-Z, have a Merry Christmas. We're not going to be back next week. We're going to take next Sunday off and enjoy the holiday season. But we will be back, I believe, on New Year's Eve, because that is the day before Michigan and South Carolina. So we'll be back to kind of preview that one. Westwood One will have your NFL coverage for the first game. Also, just as a heads up, Leonard Fournette is out for the game today for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we'll be back in a couple weeks. Everyone enjoy the holiday season. We'll talk to you on New Year's Eve before Michigan and South Carolina. You've been listening to The Playground at WTKA AM 1050, The Ticket.